I had a flight booked with EasyJet several months ago. And as per usual, week before last, I phoned up to confirm that I had some assistance booked because I am actually blind and traveling with a guide dog. You know, and I obviously informed them then that the assistance I needed was because I was blind and have the dog with me. But yesterday when I got to the airport and tried to check in, we were asked whether we had a passport for the dog, which obviously you don't need for a dog that's travelling within the UK.
That's if you had a... They used those words. Do you have a passport for the dog?
They did. They then came back to me after speaking to head office and asked if I had any paperwork to prove that she was a guide dog. And I said, no, I don't have paperwork. I've never been issued with any kind of certificate to, you know, say that she's a guide dog. You don't get that when you qualify, but she's got a harness on. It says, guide dog, please don't feed me on her lead. She's got the tag around her collar, which has got her guide dog number on it, the guide dog logo, and so on and so forth. And I'm obviously blind. So, you know, I don't know what more proof they were after.
What did this lady say to you from EasyJet?
She said that if I couldn't provide the documentation, I wouldn't be allowed to fly. So I contacted the guide dog's emergency phone number and spoke to a very nice gentleman who emailed EasyJet just a piece of paper. And all it says on there is that Joanna Jones has a guide dog called Orla. And this is what her computer number is. The computer number is also on her collar. And that's it. And they said, okay, that's fine. That's the kind of paperwork you need. But of course, by that time, I'd missed my flight. And there were no other flights that evening. So luckily, I was still with my mother at the time, who was able to drive me an hour back to Hampshire and bring me back again for, you know, set off at 5:30 this morning to try and get another flight.
Which airport were you in?
Gatwick.
And so you were literally left standing there?
Standing there, yeah. Well, everyone else checked in. And I was standing there, you know, the staff at the checking desk said, yes, we can see she's a guide dog, but rules are rules.
Yeah, rules are rules. Computer says
understand.
No.
Yeah, I don't understand what this paperwork is that they talk about, because you're not given a certificate when you qualify with guide dog. And on their website, it says that a dog's harness and tag is sufficient ID for them.
It says that on the EasyJet website, does it?
It does.
Because EasyJet have sent us a statement, and they have said that the airline's regulations make it clear, and they've said the copy below, and they've sent this to me, that they must be carried with documentation showing that they're a trained guide dog. And the extract that EasyJet has sent the Nolan Show is this: service and helping dogs will only be permitted to travel if the passenger is in possession of an official document provided by a recognised assistant dog training organisation confirming that the dog is a fully trained service dog or is under the control of a trainer. The dog must also be wearing a standard identifying jacket or harness.
That's also not quite the wording that I have from their website. The wording on their website is different to that. It talks about... Sorry, I'm still in the airport, Stephen, and the luggage is coming through at the moment. That's why the bells are ringing.
That's right.
But, yes, the information that's on their website says that the harness and official tag is sufficient and that you need paperwork to prove that the dog is a dog in training.
Presumably,
so that's different.
Presumably, this isn't the first time you've flown.
I have been flying backwards and forwards from Northern Ireland for 12 years. I have flown many, many times with EasyJet, and I have never been asked for any ID before for the dog.
So they're simply not consistent?
Not consistent whatsoever. The other thing as well, Stephen, no other airlines ask for this kind of documentation. You're not asked for this kind of documentation when you travel by train or by boat or anything like that. And as far as I am aware, it is discrimination to refuse to take a guide dog, even on an aeroplane that's doing a domestic flight. So as far as I'm concerned, it's discrimination.
Joanna, thank you very much for bringing the story to the Nolan Show
not
today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.